Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just a lonely. I could die.
Elvis Presley was among the first inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986, so it's no surprise that its museum in Cleveland, Ohio, is rolling out the red carpet to honor rock's most intriguing pioneer. Curatorial director Howard Kramer says the museum's display of Presley artifacts and memorabilia has been updated for its new exhibit, 75 Years of Elvis.
Every few years, we freshen up the exhibit. You know, artifacts, things that he uses in his life, whether it's stage clothing, paper, concert-related memorabilia, personally owned artifacts and objects. There's just a tremendous amount of things. I mean, Elvis, fortunately, didn't throw away a whole lot of stuff. So, you know, here we are 30 years after his passing, and there are tens of thousands of items of his that are out there.
Some of the more popular items include Elvis Presley's 1975 Lincoln Continental automobile, his personal jukebox, and an acoustic guitar that was seen and heard by millions.
We have one of his guitars that he used on the 68 comeback special. It's a Gibson J200, and it's a guitar he used a lot, actually, starting from around 1961 forward.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man.
While Elvis Presley is primarily known for the songs that made him the best-selling solo artist in pop history, he's also remembered for his unique collection of custom-made jumpsuits. Howard Kramer says Elvis himself probably lost count of how many jumpsuits he actually owned.
There were about 117 total jumpsuits, and not all of them were white. There were red, there's black, there were vests with shirts. There's an incredible amount of variations on that theme. But we, in fact, do have one really cool jumpsuit with a cape on exhibit currently.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
Each year, hundreds of thousands travel to Elvis Presley's home, Graceland Mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, to pay respects to the so-called King of Rock and Roll. Graceland's public relations director, Kevin Kern, says those coming to the mansion to celebrate the 75th anniversary will see a new Elvis exhibit called From Tupelo to Memphis.
It will take a look at the life of Elvis Presley as a normal human being before he became a superstar. And that's our special 75th birthday exhibit that really examines that life of the rags to riches story from Tupelo, from living in a shotgun shack to when he was living in public housing and walked into some studio and got his first recording gig and made rock and roll history.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do.
As his fame grew, Elvis purchased Graceland in early 1957 and lived there until his death on August 16, 1977. Kevin Kern explains why so many people of all ages and from every corner of the world feel compelled to make the journey to the gates of 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Traveling to Graceland during August on the anniversary of his passing or in January for his birthday is really just a tribute to the legacy. I mean, Elvis really changed pop culture and music. He was a part of the music and cultural and sexual revolution of the 50s. Without Elvis, we can only imagine things might be a little different because he did have the unique sound. He dressed differently, he moved differently, and he really changed popular culture. And I think the fans that come here are paying tribute to his life and legacy, of which we're truly thankful for.
Elvis Presley's 75th anniversary tributes will continue throughout the year, including exhibitions at the National Portrait Gallery and Museum in Washington, D.C., and the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles, California. In addition, RCA Records has released a compilation of 100 digitally remastered Elvis Presley tunes. Elvis 75, Good Rockin' Tonight. I'm Doug Levine.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were